So apparently, everything that Chris just said, heard from a very reliable source.
Yeah. But no, like, people, like, they'll be out on a safari, like, in their Jeeps, or, like, yeah, let's do the Jeep first. Like, you're like, oh, my God, those lions are so majestic and beautiful. And then,
no.
There's just one, like, right up on him, like, hey, what y'all doing? What are those, cameras? Yeah, those look tasty, too. You know what I mean? And then, the most terrifying one to me, like, boat rides, like little, not jet skis, yep. The little airboats, going through shallow water and whatnot. Yeah, guys, you might see some alligators, and then a hippo flips the whole ship over. Everybody's done.
Roscoe, I've seen a video of something like that where they accidentally went into a hippo's nest.
A hippo's nest?
Yeah. It was a bunch of hippos started attacking their boat, and one guy thought he was going to be smart and tried to, like, poke the hippo with oar. And as he pokes at him,
just pulled him out of the boat.
No.
Oh, no. Worse than that?
His whole upper torso went into the hippo's mouth. The only way he survived, they said the hippo threw him up. But, like, he said, he was like, he saw the hippo, he poked, and it went black.
Oh, my God.
But he survived with no broken bones somehow.
Hippos will make you end up on, like, the back of a milk carton, dog. Like,
yeah. They could swallow a grown man whole. That's scary. Hungry hippos.
Very much so.
Learn something from that
game. You know, they like, pick on crocodiles for fun. Like, you ever see, like, you know how, like, killer whales, like, pop seals up into the air for no reason? Same thing. They just, hippos just see a crocodile and just like, yeah, dog, it's your turn. You can't be wearing them colors around here, cuz.
Alligator set tripping up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So like,
Chris,
right, so
you do the intro.
Transporting these animals across the sea. How do we do it? We got Noah. I know a guy.
Noah, he had knows a guy.
Long as you take him in pairs, we got it.
Let's talk about something. I'm mad at Noah right now. Why the hell would he bring cockroaches and spiders on the ark? What in the right mind? You know what? Come on. You know what the world needs? Roaches.
What they said is that roaches survive anything. Like, they survive a nuclear holocaust. So maybe roaches they survive, on the boat. Maybe
roaches survived the flood.
Yes. They had their own ark. Just their own ark. Fuck everybody else.
Oh, no.
No, look out the window. They got their old boat over. Ah, look, somebody had the same idea.
Oh, no. Ladies, you got to do the intro. You do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And the only reason I'm saying this is because our producer said I had to say it right now. He has a gun pointed at my head. Help. Chris, what's your power for today?
Why am I not surprised it had to go that way? Oh, man.
Well, Roscoe, my power for the day is... Tell you what, I'll go first.
You got it?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'll follow for the day. I'll go Wolverine.
Wolverine.
The Wolverine from the Wolverine Origins movie is I have been chopping wood all weekend.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you remember when I was together. Was like hiding out, trying not to be bad.
Yeah, what you working on?
Building some floating drawers. One of them put together last night, and it was a lot more work than I thought it would be. Yes, I went out and bought some wood, chopped up
expensive.
Some wood, and they're big 20 by 20 boxes, pretty much. So the last thing is to put the little rollers on them, mount them to the wall.
All right. Good to go. Good old home improvement.
Yep. DIY. DIY. There we go.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you it.
Do you it.
Do it yourself. Roscoe, what's your pile for today?
Today I am feeling... honestly, I'm feeling Kang today.
Kang?
Yeah.
Conquer some timelines?
No, not conquering timelines.
Uh-oh.
Just sitting and watching. At behind my comfy desk, and then people come to me with problems. I'm like, yes, I saw all this already. And I'll point at the cameras at my job. No. Like, literally a situation unfolded at work the other day, which resulted in us having to call the cops. Oh. But the entire time, I was just observing the situation before I got involved. I was like, wait, what is happening? Because I could hear the conversation, but I couldn't see it. So I looked up at the camera and was like, yes,
I
saw it all. I predicted this would happen. Messing up my timeline. My timeline to go home. I literally, all I had to do was count some money and send an email, and then all this shit was happening. Speaking of timelines.
Speaking of timelines.
But no, for real, like, Loki, Sylvie, like, nice timeline you got here. It'd be a shame if something screwed it up.
What was the little Loki analogy he did with Morbius?
Oh, yeah, just hey, like, the salt and pepper.
This is Asgard. It's not there anyway. It doesn't matter. Like, he was really talking about a timeline.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Gracious. And what if is a direct result of that?
Yeah, and like you were asking earlier about like T'Challa and Killmonger and all that stuff. Like, what'd you say? Somebody had to fight somebody.
So like that was my question, because like certain things in the timeline, even though what if it's very entertaining, they make you forget these little points. Like when T'Chaka, who was the king,
mm-hmm.
T'Challa's father, when he died in Civil War,
he was
though T'Challa was already Black Panther, he was now going to become the king and Black Panther. So they had to have that battle. So they stripped his Black Panther power away.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody
stripped away
of blood.
Forrest Whitaker wasn't in that episode.
Right when you said that.
My left eye started twitching.
But like, you know, they have to have that ceremonial battle.
Mm.
So I'm like, when T'Challa died in What If and Killmonger was about to become the new Black Panther, where was M'Baku?
Right.
To challenge him for that title.
No one knows. My biggest question is, where the hell was Forrest Whitaker? That's what I want to know. But no, that whole episode was wild. He, all right, so straight in, we're going to catch up on What If, guys. Killmonger played everyone like a damn fiddle.
Yo.
This was the way he should have gone about it.
Yeah, yeah. But like, now, tell me if I'm the only one that got Star Wars Emperor vibes from that Killmonger.
Yeah.
Good.
Build the thrones for me, Tony Stark.
Do it.
And then the last scenes was him executing Order 66,
pretty much
pretending to be a Jedi and fighting Wakanda forever. I was like, that's not believable. Look, Angela Bassett fell for it, all right?
Yeah. T'Challa.
Oh, God.
Yes, for T'Challa.
But that whole thing, I felt so bad for Rhodey.
Yeah,
like in that ship with what's his face, the guy stealing the vibranium. What's his name? Okay. Smeagol.
Claw. Ain't his name?
Something like that.
Claw. Yeah, good enough.
Good enough.
He's like he's a one movie villain.
Look, yeah,
or two movies.
Fixed point in time. He dies.
Over and over.
Hey, at this point in time, his arm wasn't chopped off by Ultron, so he still had both real hands.
Yeah.
Because that was the ship where Ultron, Wanda, and Pietro came to.
Well, because that was his stronghold.
Yeah.
That's where he was hiding all his vibranium he stole, and he would sell it.
But this time, Wakanda knew where that vibranium was, and that's why T'Challa got there.
If you paid attention to the episode, Killmonger told Claw to tip Wakanda off, that the deal was going down, that the vibranium was there. So it was all a trick. It was all Killmonger. Like, almost everything that happens in that episode was Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, he just happens to be right there when Tony Stark is about to be kidnapped.
Yeah.
He just happens to have all the information to get...
What's his face fired?
What was his name? Warmonger?
When he gets Warmonger and Killmonger.
He killed the war.
I mean, look, I don't think he didn't die. He just got taken to prison, which is a much better outcome than being, dropped into a nuke.
I don't know. Yeah, think about it. All right. What happened to, trying to remember his name. Nobody cares. The actor that was pretending to
Abadea?
Be Mandarin. No. Remember Iron Man 3, fake Mandarin.
Yeah. Trevor.
And they caught up to him in jail.
Mm.
So, if, Obadiah.
Obadiah.
Obadiah Stein. Right?
Me Amadeus.
Either way. If he was working with the Ten Rings, with intents on turning on them, because we saw it in the Iron Man movie, he's going to turn on them anyways.
Yeah, he killed that whole camp.
Now that he's in jail, they're going to get him.
Oh, so the Mandarin is going to come for him next.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's the worst of fate.
Mm.
Being blown up in a super-sized reactor or...
I mean, leader of the Ten Rings didn't kill the Mandarin. They just took him to their camp. And...
But that's because he had a use for him. Yeah. Maybe... Now Obadiah might be developing tech for them and weapons.
Yeah, exactly. The Ten Rings. There you go. You know,
He's the new Tony Stark. He's in a cave somewhere with a boss of scraps.
The boss of scraps.
I can't let that.
That was a good line though. Tony
Stark built this in a cave with a boss of.
That was a great
line.
I'm
not Tony Stark. I'm not Tony Stark.
But I'm glad that guy came back to help out Mysterio.
Really? You're glad that he came back to be a villain?
Hey, man. He was living his dream.
I tell you what, though. What that did to me was make, like, as I rewatched the movies, because, like, from time to time, I just go back through the timeline, it makes you look at the small characters. Because originally, watching Iron Man 1, you didn't think anything about that guy that got cussed out.
Nope.
Right? And then you, after watching Spider-Man, you're like, wait a minute.
Hey.
Who else is gonna be a big villain later? Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That's some D&D shit. Like, you plant little people, and then they turn into a big deal later. Yeah.
I see you, Marvel. I see you.
But continuing with what if that zombie episode?
Now I may be a little bit partial.
I know we did this backwards, but still,
the timeline's not just a linear path.
Clearly. Clearly.
I have that speech memorized. It's what I've heard it so much.
There was an idea. Anyway.
But yeah, zombie episode. I may be partial because I love zombies.
Oh yeah,
and it was a very creative take. It actually followed the zombie comics a lot more than most of the things have followed. But yeah. Them zombies and still use their powers and their fighting styles.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Zombie Hawkeye was terrifying.
No. This is my comment. In the beginning, when Hulk first shows up, the way that Iron Man dealt with... Ebony Maw. Yes.
Your favorite.
Why did that happen in the movie? Like, that was like the zombies are better fighters than the regular characters because they offed him. He didn't have a chance.
No, I mean...
He's like, you're about to die, and they hear the pew!
Just Black Obsidian, just like the portals appearing around Black Obsidian and Doctor Strange. And
well, I mean, because after they took Ebony Maw out with the quickness, because they shot him in the head while he's in the middle of talking through a portal, and after he's down, call Obsidian against Doctor Strange, Iron Man, and
Wong.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, he didn't stand a chance. Period. He did not.
I felt so like Bruce was literally Rick Grimes in that situation. Waking up, the world is like gone, and then suddenly zombies, and then you run into Michonne, and Michonne was there, getting killed by Wanda. Same voice. I love that Michonne voices Okoye. Love that. And like, all I got was like, oh man, she don't need a spear. Give her a damn sword. It'll be fine. Oh man.
And then speaking of things that happen in a zombie
episode. The Baba Yaga.
Apparently, there are certain deaths that just have to happen in the timeline.
T'Challa's.
T'Challa, Vision, Iron Man.
Vision four times.
Yeah, it's like they keep dying. Come on. Come on, Vision. Survive. Survive one story, Vision. I think it's because he's so OP that if you really let Vision develop, because he never, like in any of the storylines, he never reaches that point. You know, all the heroes realize their full potential and become a real hero.
Right.
Yet Vision never reaches that point. He always dies before he gets to that point. I want to see like Vision. I want to see Vision where he actually makes good choices. He's very distracted by Wanda. So I need him to make good choices and then use his powers appropriately. Yeah. Like he literally could have ended zombie apocalypse at any given moment.
Yep.
They're not even trying to eat you. You can phase through anything. You got a beam that like destroys everything. Like just off all the characters that are too powerful to defeat your cure that you created and then cure everybody else.
Right. He was working with head Ant-Man.
Yeah. But instead, apparently since Thanos was there, he's like, I'll tear it out myself. He said live from fine, I'll do it myself. They're just like, nobody's going to kill me? Fine, I'll do it myself.
Jeez. And then we got this giant wasp. Love that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad for her.
So, like, and then you see a lot of parallels. So, like, when Bucky, for whatever crazy reason, tried Wanda. But, like, is he dead? She didn't bite him. She didn't, like, physically harm him. She just tossed him. And we saw that Bucky can't survive.
Did he toss him into a pile of zombies?
She literally tossed him clear of those zombies. So unless he landed somewhere else where that just happened to be zombies. Mm. And we saw, like, he can survive a fall, apparently, according to Captain America, the first Captain America.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't save train. Who's more scared of trains? Bucky, Spider-Man, or... I know. We already did that.
Oh, man. Ow.
Choo-choo. Anyway. But, yeah. It was a wild episode. Wild episode. I felt bad for Tony. He was the first one to get bit by a shrunken Pym.
Yeah. Was it Tony or Cap?
No, it was Tony. Okay. It was Tony. I think it was Tony.
Because that was my question, too, though. Like, the Iron Man nanotech armor. Who the bit Tony? Like, how?
He had his helmet down.
Why?
Yeah, zombies? They didn't know the like, rules.
Iron Man is built for zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
He's made out of metal. He's a metal armor. Nothing's going to bite him, really. Now, he might have come across Wanda. That would have been a problem. But, like, right. Besides that, like... And then who bit Wanda?
That's a good question.
Because most likely she was near Vision for the most part, so she would have had to been away from Vision.
That's a power.
And then if she saw them coming, there's no way. She could have turned them back human if she wanted to.
But. Right. Reset them. Start a whole town or something,
questions
you know?
Questions have to be answered. But
these,
like,
are the questions.
Yeah. And like the fight that I really wanted to see, Hulk and Wanda. Who do you think won that fight?
Oh, Wanda, easily.
Are you sure?
You saw what she did to Thanos, and you saw what Thanos did to Hulk.
Yeah.
All right, then.
But Thanos outskilled Hulk. He didn't just overpower Hulk.
Yeah.
And then Wanda overpowered Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
And in the way that fight started out, it looked like they were going tit for tat, which meant Hulk would have got stronger and stronger and stronger. Thanos put Hulk down quick. If that would have been a longer fight, Hulk would have been a better match.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. I'm just trying to be advocate for Hulk. I'm tired of him getting beat by every single person he comes up against. But whatever. The only time he won a fight was in his old movie.
Dang, you're right.
Is that a problem? Like, what's up, Hulk? Come on, man. Like, I mean, like, he was the champion in Thor Ragnarok, but you didn't see him win any fights to gain that.
Yeah.
And then Thor showed up.
He won that fight.
Against who? Thor?
Against Thor. He won that fight.
No.
Thor was on the ground. Hulk jumped up into the air and smashed him. Next scene.
Oh, what? We're just going to skip the part where they tased Thor.
It's fine.
Thor's getting into that green.
Oh, no. But yes. Without the taser interference, Thor would have won. Yes. But so in the eyes of the viewers, Hulk won that fight.
Whatever. You heard the crowd. They were disappointed. The crowd was not happy. So you're just a Hulk advocate, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh man. So after seeing the What If mid-season trailer, we saw evil Doctor Strange with Thor.
Yeah.
Thor is going to be in the next episode later this week.
Yeah, and also Thor mentioned the zombies. Mm-hmm. So it kind of leads on that these universes about to collide.
Right, right.
And the only way I see that happen is you know who is going to interfere.
Kang?
No, the Watcher.
Oh, yeah.
Uatu.
He is, every episode of What If, you just see him getting closer and closer.
Slenderman.
Is that
what's happening?
Slendermanning the universe until he decides to get there.
Pretty much.
That's terrifying. Don't like that. Frick.
What I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
The Dark Doctor Strange. I really hope he learned his lesson, because if not, unleashing him from that prison is gonna be a problem. That is not a good idea.
I think the Watcher is going to intervene and release him and because plant him in another universe.
I think it's going to be like a big threat. It's like possibly zombies. Because in the comics, the zombies escaped their universe and started infecting other universes. So I think like something like that, some big bad has to come that threatens the multiverse. And he's going to be like, look, okay, we need some powerful heroes.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we see Peggy. That's when we see the Guardians and all the, he's probably going to snatch up, Star-Lord T'Challa.
Yep. Star-Lord T'Challa.
He might even get Killmonger.
Yeah. You gotta get Killmonger. I want to see that.
Like,
cause let's be real. Killmonger is like 5 minutes away from taking over the planet at the end of that episode.
Yeah.
He has very the whole much planet so. In his pocket. So yeah. Killmonger's taking over the universe.
Going back to that episode real quick, do you think Shuri and Pepper are setting up Ironheart?
Yeah, that could be a possibility, or something similar to it.
Because Pepper has Stark's tech and Shuri has the brains. Who knows?
And these are the questions. If you watch the trailers, there are scenes of Pepper and Shuri teaming up,
uh-huh.
fighting someone that we didn't see in an episode. So mm-hmm. they're definitely going to revisit that episode.
We saw Ultron drones. We saw zombies. We saw the Ultimate Ultron.
Evil like, Doctor Strange talking to the regular Doctor Strange.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Salt and pepper in the salad. It's all What If is. Loki set up this entire show. We're just watching the salt and pepper over the timeline. But when is the water coming? That's the question. Mm. Yeah, it's quiet. Indubitably.
I just... man. Talk about dark places. They're like Vision in the zombie episode.
He was trying... See, I saw a parallel between Vision keeping Wanda alive, feeding him to T'Challa. I drew that with a parallel from the governor in Walking Dead
keeping his daughter
alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
Good gracious. That was...
When you really think about the zombie apocalypse, like, what are you willing to do for your loved ones? Like... it might not seem like an insane idea to them. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, like, all right, so let's talk about Vision's logic. Because I kind of understand where he's coming from. Like, he didn't have the heart to kill Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you wanted was Wanda out there free
mm-hmm.
and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead, he's slowly peace feeding her, because he said she hadn't eaten in weeks. So he's not, like, just giving her buffet. He's slowly feeding her just to keep her calm enough that he can keep her under control.
Like animals in a zoo.
Yeah. So yeah.
came full circle.
Panther. But yeah, so like I get the logic behind it, but at the same time, Okoye was right.
Just, killer.
And Michonne would have done the same thing.
Michonne. Michonne was the one that ended up killing the governor's daughter.
Yeah.
In the comics.
Yeah, she did not end up killing Wanda.
No, she didn't. No. We never seen Okoye again.
Watch out, she's a man eater. Ant-Man had me rolling.
Oh my god, that Spider-Man, he was like, first Uncle Ben, then Mr. Stark. I can't lose you too.
And yeah, he was talking like, to the wall. Then Uncle Ben, then Mr. Stark. And he was like, what did he say? He's like, well, my Aunt May always said, used to say. Like, lost everybody.
Spider-Man has lost a lot of people when you really think about it. Like, God. Because, like, when you think about Spider-Man, he has, like, family. He goes to school. He has friends and everything. Yeah. All these other superheroes are just out doing their own thing. I mean, the Guardians have each other.
Yeah.
Thor has, you know, Asgard. Had Asgard. Oh. And his brother, And Heimdall, And his dad, And his sister,
See, every time I think about something, I have another question about what if. So, clearly we saw zombie Thanos, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who bit Thanos?
Pym? No, wait, okay, Pym ended up on Titan.
No, this is what I'm saying. No matter who you pick, you saw what the Hulk did. Like, even before he turned into the Hulk, they tried to bite him and part of his arm transformed into the Hulk. He's like, great save, guy. You know what I mean? Mm. So, the Hulk skin is strong enough that they couldn't bite him.
Mm.
But Thanos' skin is not. And Hulk didn't even make Thanos bleed.
Well, the Hulk, like, got hurt after he snapped. Well, no, so did Hulk and Thanos in Endgame.
Yeah,
when he went to the planet. Yeah. When he went to the planet, his arm was pretty much as messed up as the Hulk's. Yeah. Hmm.
So,
I don't know.
Like, their skin integrity is about the same.
Right.
So, if someone bit Thanos, they would have been able to bite the Hulk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they didn't. So it's kind of. And then also, if Thor or Loki show up to Earth, can a zombie bite them? Because their skin, like, Thor is basically bulletproof, more or less. So, like.
Not arrowproof.
That was because he didn't have his power. Because the hammer, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
He's so be worthy, get shot with an arrow and die. Speaking of
trailers.
I can't get over. He was like, what did Coulson say? It was like male mid-20s with gorgeous
great hair.
He's like, excuse me? He's like, it's an accurate description. He's gorgeous.
Coulson. I love Coulson.
And then he was like, even when he's decaying, he smells like lavender. And they're both like just smelling him. What the hell, man?
Oh man! So, did you saw the Hawkeye trailer? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that. I wonder where they're gonna bring in Yelena and the rest of the Thunderbolts to kill him, though.
I think that's gonna be like the thing. The question is, who's gonna die? Somebody has to die. Either Hawkeye or Yelena's gonna die, and I really feel like it's gonna be Hawkeye.
Oh yeah, because they gotta set up the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm sorry, I'm drawing so many Star Wars parallels, but what did Kylo Ren say? You have to kill the old to. What was he saying right before he killed Han Solo? He said something about killing the old and letting go of the past to embrace the new. And so I feel like...
I thought it was, I know what to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it.
It was something around it, but like he talked a lot about like letting go of the past to be yourself now and be the new you. And so like they have to kind of do that. Like you can't have all these powerful veteran heroes around and then introduce new characters and let them take charge. You got to kill off some of these old characters. So I feel like the Hawkeye series is going to end with him dying and passing the mantle to Kate Bishop. Hopefully him retiring, but, you know.
Did you notice the,
I noticed he had a, yeah.
The hearing aid. Yeah.
That's from the comics.
Yeah. But like what fight, like he hasn't had that yet. Until
maybe
this.
It happens in the series.
And yeah.
The parts of the trailer, you know, they jump around.
Because we saw him, like, sit in the chair hurt at some point, and then he had that hearing aid.
Oh, ironically, you know the character that made him have to get the hearing aid?
Hmm.
The clown. Yeah, that's his name. But he's basically the clown, Joker, more or less. Yeah, he shot Hawkeye in the... No, he stabbed him in the ear.
Really?
So, yeah, definitely going to need a hearing aid after that.
Jeez.
But I'm excited for Hawkeye. Seems like a fun trailer so far. All we know is what we've seen in the trailer, but looks fun. Ready to see... Wait. Do you think he's going to bring in the Ronin again?
I think so. I think... Well, they showed in the trailer, it looks like Kate Bishop kind of starts off as the Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she gets on Hawkeye's radar, and then he goes and finds her, and that's when they team up later. So I think he's going to take back the mantle of the Ronin and let her be the new Hawkeye.
Oh.
That's what I see coming. But then I also see he has to retire. If he doesn't retire soon, he's going to go the way of old Yella. He's been through too much. He's like when you watch a movie and you see that one character that just keep barely surviving, that Glenn of characters.
Oh, no.
Like it's only going to end in a horrible death that doesn't seem like it's worth his death. You know what I mean? At this point, he survived so much. Like he literally survived Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet, all of that. So like at this point, like if he gets like just randomly assassinated by a regular human, you're like, that's downplaying his level.
All right. Here's what we do. We send a scroll. The whole time. It's not Hawkeye. It's just a scroll. That'll be the M. Night Shyamalan Malekum.
You know what? That's a G's way to think about it. What if this whole Loki timeline, all this extra stuff we see, is just to make you forget the scrolls are still around?
Secret invasion. Because
you see them pop up every once in a while. It's just like kind of like, we're still here. And then you don't see them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pop up, we're still here. So like, next thing you know, they secret invasion. Like, who can you trust?
I wonder if Nick Fury knows. Is Nick Fury in charge of the invasion? Or has Nick Fury actually been dead for a while?
So we have two Skrull imposters.
Yep.
That are pretending to be Nick Fury. And one of them doesn't know that the other one is a Skrull and thinks the other one is...
Yep.
That's deep level.
It's Nick Fury. Has to be.
Oh my gosh.
Plans within plans within plans.
But it's just... And is that Nick Fury's power? That's the Skrull has copied him, so he has his powers.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Gosh, I can't wait to see a Super Skrull come out. And
I mean, we might get to see it. I mean, they've been low-key hinting at the... Ha, low-key.
Low-key's been hinting at it, too, yeah.
At the Fantastic Four and everything. And with all this multiversal stuff going on, somebody's going to want to investigate it.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Dr. Reed Richards.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the Fantastic Four. That's their lane right there.
Right.
The multiverse and extra dimensions, all that kind of stuff.
Because we, like, what's her face? Photon was like, I know a guy who can possibly penetrate Wanda's shield.
Yeah, engineer.
Yeah. Hopefully, they're just like, what is that about? Let's go investigate. Come on, crew and other guy. Oh, I'm stretchy. You're on fire. You're invisible. You're a rock. You're Dr. Doom. You know?
That's not a fair spread. That is not fair at all. Oh, you're invisible? I can stretch.
Wait a minute.
I'm a fire.
What's that silver thing flying across the sky? Gravity just got really weird. Oh, we're gone. Galactus got us. Damn.
Oh, man.
All right. We're gonna pause here for a second. Skrulls.
Yeah. So, Roscoe, my deal with the Skrulls is I think they're going to be like Ronin. Mm-hmm. So, Ronin was a Kree.
Wait. Ronin or Ronin the Accuser?
Ronin the Accuser. Okay. To be clear, yeah.
Not Hawkeye the Ronin.
No, they're not going to run around killing the Accuser.
Can you imagine that, though? Ronin just running through, the Accuser just running through Tokyo. You have been accused of selling drugs.
But like they say that he's a radical Kree. So he didn't represent all of the Kree.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the Skrull invasion, I think it'll be like radical Skrulls that don't represent all of the Skrulls. So you still have your good Skrulls, and then you have these other Skrulls that are just taking over, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I think that's how we see the Secret Wars coming in.
Okay. Cool. So, adding to the list, of potential big bads. Fin Fang Foom might be coming.
Yeah.
Simply because the... So, after doing a little bit of research, we don't think that the rings are signaling the Eternals anymore. They're signaling these, like, shape-shifting dragons from another dimension.
Okay.
Which is entirely possible since the multiverses are, like, bleeding together now.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Out of control.
It's basically, like, the movie that nobody watched, Thor 2.
I watched Thor 2.
Okay. Well, if you did, if you did, or even if you watched it and didn't pay attention, if you go back and watch the things they say about the convergence,
mm-hmm.
basically that's what's happening with the multiverse.
All right.
That's what Loki calls. He calls the convergence of the entire multiverse. So things are gonna come from everywhere at this point.
At some point,
yeah. Like it's no telling where stuff is coming from, and everything has an opportunity to cross mm-hmm. now at certain points. So.
And that's why we hear Wanda talk, like hearing children yelling. Was the dad from Shang-Chi being manipulated by Wanda by using multiverse passageways?
Ooh.
Because this entire time, he thought he heard his dead wife, who he came up to the building and saw her laying dead after a group of people attacked. Like, she was dead. She was dead, dead.
Man.
Hella dead.
And he thought she was talking to him from another dimension.
Dimension. And so Wanda must have been like, how can I get those rings? And then, you know what? I'll make the dad go crazy.
Speaking of rings, the spell that we saw in No Way Home.
Three rings.
You saw rings. And then if you watch the end of WandaVision, the spell that she was doing when she heard a kid's voice.
Was kind of the same hand movements that Doctor Strange was doing.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
That must be the key to accessing the multiverse. There's something in there about accessing the multiverse. And so maybe Doctor Strange wasn't necessarily going to make all of Earth disappear, but more pull a Rick and Morty. We haven't mentioned them in a while. About how Rick would basically just go to another parallel universe that's very similar to his that he died in and just take that place. So maybe Doctor Strange is going to take them to another universe where Mysterio didn't out Spider-Man. And everything else is about the same. And it's just like Wanda. She was going to find a universe where her kids were real and alive. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Really, really, really sick shit.
Wow.
I hope we get more of him. I want to see him, like, actually in the MCU. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to show. He needs to be the Coulson
feature.
Yeah, like, he's in the movies. He's, like, just popping up here and there. Like,
imagine him and a Happy. Just Morbius and a Happy just doing like on their jet skis. Alligator Loki in the back.
Blam 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 ka-chow. You notice how in the zombie episode Happy goes blam 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 blam, but then when he becomes a zombie, he's still blam blam blam.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Poor Happy. That, oh man, I was hoping Happy was gonna be one of the ones that make it.
My thing is, so Spider-Man has his little orientation video he does, right?
Yeah.
Nobody listened to him.
Nobody.
Like, he, like, long sleeves, where you at? What was it? Like, he said a lot of stuff.
Hygiene.
Like, yeah, hygiene, staying together, all that kind of stuff, like.
Like, guys, we're going to split up. And then as soon as they split up, Falcon and Hawkeye, Zombie Falcon and Zombie Hawkeye attacked.
Which, I'm sorry, but that's a nightmare. Hawkeye, Zombie Hawkeye is a nightmare.
Zombie Falcon? A flying zombie?
And then you notice, if you notice, they added his power in from the comic books where he had, like, he controlled birds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a flock of birds. That was Falcon. That flock of birds that kept attacking and distracting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Because they never showed in the movies he has his drone or whatever. They make it more realistic. But in the cartoons, oh, let's go for it.
Yeah.
I think it works.
That's wild. That's wild.
But yeah, so Shang-Chi is opening. Like, they're showing more of the multiverse, you think.
Right, and yeah, definitely.
We're
going to
see these extra-dimensional shape-shifting dragons.
Dragon things, which the leader of it is Fing Fang Foom, yeah. Which is, like, Shang-Chi's, like, biggest nemesis. Like, you know, he's the Mysterio to the Spider-Man. He's the Sabretooth to the Wolverine type deal.
And speaking of which, so do you think that Fing Fang Foom is going to be a Shang-Chi villain or an Avengers villain?
He has to be an Avengers villain. Like, to the point where, like, Wanda is going to have to stop him. Wanda, Doctor Strange, Loki, Shang-Chi, Spider-Man, the Mystic Avengers, if
the
you will.
Mystic Avengers?
Yeah.
So the Mystic Spider-Man?
And throw Wong in there, too.
Hey, Wong the survivor, okay?
Look. Abomination is their Hulk. Yeah, they got a whole team. That's a powerful team when you really think about it. Yeah,
and when you think about it, because I never really thought about it, Abomination wasn't really a bad guy. Like, he was a bad guy, but he wasn't a bad guy.
All right, Zangief. We've made this joke 5 times throughout this podcast.
I like our jokes, okay? Calm down.
But, no, you're right. Like, he just liked to fight. But, that was his whole thing.
He was a soldier. Like, his fights against the Hulk were orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wasn't personal until the Hulk kicked him into a tree. Yeah. Which, if you don't take that personally.
Oh, man. I was like, the way he rolled across the ground.
Oh, he's not going to be the second act in the film.
And then he was.
He was. He made it.
I mean, if Crossbones could survive a building falling on him, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think with Abomination, though, like, I feel like, and don't hate me for it.
I'm going to hate you.
But if they would have Thanos'd his story, like, you know how, like, Infinity War was kind of Thanos' story. You saw it from his perspective, almost like he was the hero, right? If they would have done that with Abomination, I think you would have saw a different side of him.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, if you'd have showed, like, maybe he had a family life. He joined the army. He just wants to serve his country. He sees the Hulk as some big rage monster that needs to be stopped.
I mean, It's all about perspective, yeah, in any conflict, really. I mean, shit, Game of Thrones. Our producer really loves Cersei, even though Cersei was wrong as hell.
And then they dropped a building on her.
Exactly. And then, like, people are like, yeah, I hope Dany, Daenerys Targaryen, comes and does the thing. And then she turned batshit crazy. Yeah. And then Jon Snow got banished instead of taking the throne. Season 8 was trash. I'm sorry, Game of Thrones. God! Sorry, that whole White Walker, the whole White Walker thing should have been an entire season by itself. I don't know how he went from Avengers to Game of Thrones. My bad. I was just making a comparison, and then I got angry at Game of Thrones. There we go. That's how we got there. Anyway.
Bring it back.
Bring it on back.
It's all over now.
You can rest now.
Until they start the Targaryen.
The spinoffs. Yeah, the spinoffs.
I don't know. Spinoffs are never quite.
I mean,
here's hoping. I mean, like, after season eight?
Yeah.
Yeah. After season 8, it's kind of like, I don't have hope. Like, if they would have done the spinoff after, like, season 6, maybe midway through 7, you'd be excited. But after 8, it's kind of like, are they really going to tell a good story, or are they going to season 8 us the whole time?
The whole time.
God. Time.
Time is relative. It's what Loki says to Kang.
Relative to who? Everybody?
Everybody.
It's like everybody's aunt, cousin, sister, uncle, grandpa. I'm sorry, my kids watch Uncle Grandpa, and I was like,
Uncle Grandpa.
Do you understand the implications of being an uncle and a grandpa?
Yeah, that shit. That show is honestly, you know what? You know what's worse than that? I don't know if you remember Flapjack.
That, I watched it.
It's Knuckles and Flapjack, and it's just ridiculous. Like two poor pirates, like a captain is poor as hell, and he has his, like, ward, Flapjack, and they're just poor as hell, and they have a whale named Bubby. But that shit should have been on Adult Swim. Is that bad? Like, you're watching it, I'm watching this as an adult, and I'm just like, oh my God. Cartoon Network is notorious for that. Ren and Stimpy. Ed, Edd n Eddy, Cat Dog, even some jokes in Powerpuff Girls. Like, oh, kids yeah. are watching this. Rocko's Modern Life.
Speaking of which, like, and these are like real movies, though, but I watched Dumb and Dumber-er
mm-hmm.
the other day. And like, because like last time I watched it, I was like way younger. As I'm watching
like
it,
a teenager
adult,
at that point.
And I was like, wait a minute. What did he just say? Like, oh my God.
There's so many things you notice as you get older that are just like in these kid shows or kid movies or like, you know, PG-13 movies. But like the jokes are like, once you realize it, you're just like, that is awful. So the Powerpuff Girls reference was they get a new neighbor and they come over and she's talking to the professor and they're like, yeah, I made the girls in a lab by accident. And the little girl goes, oh, don't worry, professor. I was an accident, too.
Oh,
he was like, wait a damn minute.
Whoa, no.
I'm like, what the hell? Oh, gosh.
But yeah, yeah. Rein it all back in.
Sorry.
You know, we both did it. But, yeah, so, like, back to Shang-Chi. Do you think maybe Shang-Chi is the new Black Panther? Is after losing Chadwick Boseman, that's their new form of diversity?
I mean, perhaps. I mean, they're having a crap ton of diversity with the Eternals coming soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already had Rhodey. Rhodey had his own movie.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I think this was their way of like branching out just a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, you think
just a little bit more diversity in the MCU. Love to see it.
Yeah, always good to see. I just hope it's not for the wrong reasons.
Right. I mean if anything, they had to cover the story with the whole multiverse going whack and the Eternals, like...
Yeah, and as long as they've been mentioning the Ten Rings since the beginning. Mm-hmm. The Ten Rings have been in there since Iron Man 1. So, like, yeah, the real Mandarin had to step up at some point.
Like, it was inevitable.
Yeah, we had to have that. Yeah. So it's part of the story.
I mean,
and they did a great job with it, so...
They did a great job with it, like... A lot of people, like, I felt like I was watching a damn Dragon Ball Z. Like, it was Goku versus Frieza all over again. And then Shang-Chi went Super Saiyan when he got the rings. It was great. I mean, a couple of friends had to die along the way, but hey.
Yeah. What's a Super Saiyan without Krillin die, right?
You know? Piccolo or Vegeta.
Piccolo.
Oh, Piccolo. One of the famous black dads in film history.
My thing about Piccolo, like,
you know all of Namek. They're black.
My thing about Piccolo, though, like, because he wasn't a Saiyan. So he found ways to level up and stay relevant. Like, mm-hmm. Big ups to you. Like, Krillin, Tien, Yamcha. Yamcha
fell off. Krillin and Tien kept going. Tien was in the Tournament of Power.
Yeah.
And
Tien was a monster.
Tien, Krillin, and Master Roshi.
The little clown guy
Chaozu.
Chaozu, yeah.
Now I think he stayed on that planet with King Kai. He's like, you know what?
Your ass on that planet.
You know what? I gave it my all to blow up Nappa. It ain't work. I'm just gonna stay up here.
Exactly. What was Nappa at the end of it all? Like, by the time they're fighting like Go Frieza and Broly and all.
Nap ain't shit.
And you blew up and didn't even cause a scratch. No.
Right.
Go home. Make sandwiches.
He up there with King Kai, that monkey.
Well, I think about Krillin, though. Like, even though Krillin eventually got way outmatched, the Solar Flare. That was the biggest
cheat code in Dragon Ball Z. The Solar Flare.
Oh, you're whooping my ass? Bow! You can't see anymore. I'm out of here.
it doesn't work. If they're fast enough to catch it, it doesn't work all the time. But that's his go-to Destructo Disc and Solar Flare.
Oh, yeah. The Destructo Disc is supposed to cut through anything, right?
Anything.
Because he used it on Frieza's tail, didn't he?
Yep. He used it in the Tournament of Power as well. Like, I mean, if you're smart enough, like, the Destructo Disc isn't going to kill him. Isn't going to kill most villains at Krillin's power level. But you can use it and craft your ways to work to your advantage.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Krillin. Like, he had strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was his, like Goku and them, they were Super Saiyan. They get stronger after every fight. Krillin seemed to get smarter after every fight. Mm-hmm. And I love that about him.
Like, yeah, man.
Creative as hell.
Yeah, man. And he got the baddest android on the block.
Yeah. Just in case. Like, I can just see it now. Somebody show up to fight Krillin. He goes, "Oh, you want to fight? Okay. Solar flare!" And when it clears, Android A sit right there.
Yeah, no, like, fight my wife first. Because the Android, like, I mean, Android 17 won the Tournament of Power. I mean, Goku and Frieza had to team up to fight Jiren, but Android 17, he was playing support. He was putting shields on people, you know, saving people as, you know. Honestly, I wanted that arc to be more about Gohan, though. I really did. But seeing a callback to the androids, like Android 17 of all people, Frieza helping.
Yeah.
You had Android 17, 18, and Frieza. And Vegeta. I mean, a lot of people forget, but Vegeta started out as a villain. Like, I mean, the only thing that would have made that whole arc better is if Cell was there. Because they thought about recruiting Majin Buu. It's Fat Majin Buu, the happy one, the one that, like, helps Hercule out. He's nice, the nice one. Yeah. But they wanted to bring Majin Buu, but he was just like, nah, I ain't going. So then they brought in Frieza. So there was a lot of, like, history through that arc.
Yeah.
Like, they thought about going, because they already had that Goku Black arc where, like, oh, we got to go to the future again to save Trunks and the gang again. Where, like, you know, Goku took over some bodies and not Goku. You know who I mean. An evil Supreme Kai stole Goku's body, Ginyu'd his body.
Oh, man.
And then went into the past and then put the earrings on to fuse with his old self, technically making him immortal and all that jazz. But freaking, what was I talking about? Who was I talking about? Yeah. Seeing a bunch of people come together throughout the stories. What was that guy? He was the assassin of the Red Ribbon Army, wore the pink and the ponytail. Oh, it was like Goku's first like supervillain. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I can't remember the names right now.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Man, oh man, if they would have brought Jiro in there, it'd have been a wrap. Just walking around absorbing people's powers.
He's taking all the people that lose and just absorb them while they're weak.
Crazy. Crazy. Jiro is a genius. Dr. Jiro, like, he's like, I'm gonna kill that sand that thwarted my plans 40 years ago.
Talk about holding a grudge.
All this revenge, like the androids and Cell, he was just trying to kill a kid. When you really think about it.
Oh my goodness.
Shang-Chi to DBZ. We did it, guys.
Roscoe.
Yeah.
Quick draw.
Pew!
Speaking of Shang-Chi.
Uh-huh.
Quick draw versus for today.
Uh-huh.
Shang-Chi versus Liu Kang.
Liu Kang. All right. Here are my questions to set the rules for the fight. Is it the most recent movie of Liu Kang? Or is it old Liu Kang from the old movies?
I'm trying to think about what the recent Liu Kang did. He didn't do much in that movie, did he?
He didn't do much. Noob Saibot, teleporter dude was just like giving him that work. Like Kung Lao was the Kung Lao was the threat
Kung
in that
Lao
movie.
But, it worked.
But Liu Kang won't do nothing. So I'm guessing previous Liu Kangs.
Let's go with like the video game Liu Kangs. Versus,
but not zombie Liu Kang. Got it. All right. So before that, all right. Versus Shang-Chi. Does Shang-Chi have his rings?
Well, let's take both of their powers out. We're going Kung Fu, Kung Fu.
All right. No all right. Power Kung Fu, Kung Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Off the rip, I'm just going to say Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi?
I feel like, because got the Damian Wayne treatment when you really think about it. Like, as soon as he became of age, just like, all right, start fighting. And teach how to kill a man. All that jazz. So he has like killer instinct in his blood. You know what I mean? Like literally the Damian Wayne treatment. treatment. Sorry, my accent slipped out. Anyway, so yeah, Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi. I feel like Shang-Chi tastes that. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, Liu Kang's going to try to, oh, yeah, I'm going to fight with honor, blah, 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 blah. Nah. Shang-Chi out there killing mofos. He kill you, then go change his name to Sean.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's flip the script.
All right.
If they both are like the ultimate versions of themselves.
Ultimate versions of themselves. Rings, and being able to transform into a dragon.
Yeah.
Still Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi killed a dragon.
I was about to say, wait a minute. It don't work out, does it?
It doesn't work out. Shang-Chi, I mean, the dragon is Shang-Chi, the soul-stealing dragon is Shang-Chi, could probably whoop Liu Kang's dragon's ass. I don't care. I would say Luke Kang. Who was that? Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker Kang.
Kang.
Oh man, no. Is he a variant?
Luke Kang is just a variant of Kang. Is there a Kang that knows Kung Fu out there somewhere? Probably.
It has to be. Because it's the multiverse. That would be hell.
Just hit my tooth on the damn mic. I mean, our producer's always like, make sure you're right. You're right.
Make sure you're right in the mic.
Right in the mic. And I just fucking hit my tooth.
Oh, God.
All right. So, yeah. Shang-Chi wins.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Quick draw. Who do you see? Jungle setting. Again, I know. We're giving Rocket Raccoon a lightsaber. What? Rocket Raccoon versus Yoda.
Oh, no. Wait. I have questions.
All right.
Okay. So, is this a young Yoda?
It's old Yoda. It's the one that fought Count Dooku Yoda.
Okay. That's good enough.
Right. Yeah. That's good enough.
You know what I mean? Like, that's young Yoda.
Okay.
When I say old Yoda, I'm thinking like training Luke Skywalker.
Oh, okay. Yoda. Yeah. You're right.
But, all right. And then Rocket. Is he allowed to modify the lightsaber? Because that's his thing. Like, he modifies weapons.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocket guy. Because I just see Rocket setting, like, all kinds of traps. They both have these kind of weapons. They're both all over the place.
You don't think the midichlorians will help Yoda out?
I'm sorry. The midichlorians did not help Yoda out against the Emperor.
Damn, you're right.
If you watch the Clone Wars cartoon, the Emperor drug him then without even lifting his hood. Like, he kept his identity the whole time. Yoda didn't even figure out who he was.
Right.
And then in the actual movie, he drug his ass again. Right? So, God. I mean, Yoda's powerful, but I think if, like the thing about Yoda, if you try to fight him in, like, hand-to-hand combat, he's going to destroy you. But if you overwhelm him with weapons and power, I think that's how you beat Yoda.
So Rocket. Like,
that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Rocket got
I think
it.
Rocket just has his card. Like, I don't think Rocket's more powerful or anything. It's just a matchup issue.
Okay. Sith Yoda.
Sith Yoda
using lightning and force choking. Like, nah, come here.
Okay, now if you add force choking into the mix, like, and then
you don't think Yoda would force choke a bitch? Sorry.
Come here, Yoda. Now,
Yoda secretly a pimp.
Money, you not half my. Going to slap a bitch if Yoda.
Oh, no. He's all the way across the other side of the room slapping.
Oh, my God. Oh, one of his hoes is doing something wrong. There's a disturbance.
In the force.
She just automatically started choking for no reason.
Oh, no.
He's on another planet just choking his.
Another character for our comic book. Sith Pimp Yoda.
Sith Pimp Yoda, the conductor. I don't want to live in that universe.
Oh my god. You have so many things to draw. Chris, will you tattoo Sith Pimp Yoda on me? Sith Pimp Yoda.
Oh, man. He already has the cane. Hey, you seen the movies. He doesn't need the cane. He keeps the cane.
Anytime he's about to fight, he turns into a damn Beyblade. Okay. All right. Last one. Quick draw. You good?
Yeah.
Gandalf.
The gray? The white?
The white.
Okay.
No. Yeah, Gandalf the white. Dumbledore.
Oh.
Wizard battle. Fight. Gandalf, Ian McKellen versus whoever played Dumbledore.
My thing is, like, I just see, like, Gandalf winning. Just because you saw Gandalf the gray before he became Gandalf the white and how he became that.
With the Balrog in the cave.
He's not afraid to make a sacrifice play to win.
Yeah, neither is Dumbledore. Oh, yeah. He was drinking Voldemort's Horcrux to like destroy it.
So, fun fact. I wasn't always a Harry Potter fan.
Uh-huh.
And the girlfriend I was dating at the time made me go to the movie where Gandalf died.
Oh, and Snape killed him.
I hadn't seen the previous movies. I had no idea who he was. And so in a crowded theater, and he got off. So I was like, yes! And everybody's like, looked at me. I was like, I mean, no!
Oh, my God. You cheered when Dumbledore got...
I didn't know!
You did. It was... So she just dragged you into the Half-Blood Prince.
And
you haven't even seen the first six movies?
So and then you understand that we're not together anymore.
Damn. You set me up.
That was the moment.
That was a setup.
I didn't know. Why didn't anybody tell me? Let's see. I'm still thinking about their power levels. They're like... See, if they're pulling out all the stops...
They're pulling out all the stops because Dumbledore has.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Dumbledore has more tricks.
Right.
But.
Because he's a wizard. And Gandalf is a sorcerer.
Yeah, Gandalf, he kind of
like. They both wear hats, though. Yeah. Sorry, Sam Wilson.
But he comes at you, like, with more direct power. Like, he's coming at your face.
Yeah.
So I honestly see Gandalf losing that.
Yeah. Think Dumbledore's gonna pull it out?
Yeah, just because when it comes down to like the mind games of the fight,
yeah.
I think that's how he wins it.
Yeah.
But if they just go at each other, power
Dumbledore
for power,
strategized the whole fall of Voldemort. That being said, Gandalf just walks straight into the Hobbit. He just walks straight into Sauron's place, like, "Hey man, what's up?" And then just got captured, and he needed the Red Skull and. Magneto to come save him.
But speaking of which, though, like I just kind of started Harry Potter from the beginning, so we just finished Chambers of Secrets this weekend. So this coming weekend we'll do the next two.
Look, after the first three, it gets dark. After the first three Harry Potter,
what do you mean it's already dark? His parents die. He's living with his family that basically hates him. And then he finds out he has magic.
So, actually, I read something recently. The reason and you'll discover it as you keep watching, Horcruxes make people go crazy. We saw it a lot in the last two movies when they were wearing this necklace that was one of Voldemort's Horcruxes. Horcrux, Voldemort breaks up his spirit and, like, send it to, you know, keeps his soul in different places. And once you kill all of them, then you can kill him. It's like health bars for a boss fight. You know what I mean?
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, pretty much. And so Harry, when Voldemort came and killed his parents, a piece of his soul was lost, and it bonded to the
first closest thing it could find, which was Baby Harry. So Baby Harry is a Horcrux. If you're around a Horcrux long enough, you just start getting mad for no damn reason. You see the mean uncle, aunt, and what's his fucking face? I don't care about his name. Dudley, Diddley, Diddley, Dilly, Dilly. Yeah. The reason they're so mean to him is because they're around a Horcrux constantly. And when I read that, I was like, that makes a lot more sense. Because notice in the movies, like, as he's away in between, like, whenever he goes to school and he comes back, they're always somewhat pleasant after he starts school. And then it gets worse the longer he stays. But, like, every time they're somewhat nice, and then it just gets worse. So the I was more like, you know. Wait a damn minute.
So I have one question after watching The Sorcerer's Stone.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
So platform 9 3/4. So do you think that in real life you had a lot of people going to train stations running into the wall after
it? It is an attraction at Universal Studios.
Wow. Oh, it didn't work.
No, it's dead as an attraction at Universal Studios, in the whole Harry Potter world and all that jazz. The mouse made it so.
I mean, I don't see why Disney wouldn't do that. Like, just make like a little train station, and then in between 9 and 10, make that wall a hologram.
You run through it.
Try to make it look as solid and real as you can, and so it's actually a hallway back there. You go back there, some secret, you know, Disney shop or some shit. That'd be really cool.
That'd be really cool.
Like, that's where the Harry Potter gift shop is at.
Hey, Mickey, if you're listening,
pay us for that.
We don't need that check, dog. Hey,
give it a check, Mickey. Oh, boy.
I'm coming on the train. hands us the money.
Wait a minute. Is Mickey Mouse the conductor?
Yes.
Oh, we covered that, right?
We talked about it last time. One of Mickey Mouse's earliest animations was him on the train. Yeah. Dear God.
That was a quick draw? With muskets, apparently.
How long was that quick draw? That was like a 10-minute quick draw. Oh, no, man. I mean, they're both powerful wizards in their own right. Gandalf is old as hell. Know that much. Oh my God. Wizards are automatically old. Yeah. If you have any type of magic and you have a beard, you're automatically old.
Like, it's like that's the first trick of being a master wizard.
You have to have a beard.
You got to get that age in there. You got to figure out how to live long. That only makes sense.
I mean, look. Let's throw Doctor Strange in the mix.
Oh,
man. He only has the Tony Stark goatee going on.
He ain't quite been there long enough. But here's the thing, like, even Doctor Strange, like, they talk about it. So first of all, they kind of don't show how long he was actually in Carmitage learning.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Close enough.
He did.
They didn't show how long he was there learning, first of all. So that was a certain amount of time, which had it been years to master the
course. Well, no, he did shave.
Okay. Yeah. And then.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So then after that, his battle with Dormammu. Like, what you got to realize, the question is, how long does it take an interdimensional being to realize he's in a time loop? Because every time it resets, he resets.
Mm.
So it's kind of like that Groundhog Day thing where you start having deja vu over and over again. You're like, hey, wait a minute.
All right.
I mean, so how long did that have to happen before he realized it? And you got to realize his ego would have been in the way a lot because he could just stomp Doctor Strange like nothing.
Every single time.
So, like, after he killed him so many times, like, he had to been in there for years.
Right.
And if you pay attention to the montage, some of the times, Doctor Strange actually started putting up a fight against him. So he was getting stronger. I'm imagining he's in there for hundreds of years. Ain't no way he got, like, that much stronger in just a few years of dying over and over again. And then he lived, like, what, 14 million whatever?
Years.
Which he kind of fast-forward through those, but still, he...
And what if?
In Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, like, Doctor Strange is mad old.
A force to be reckoned with. Do you see Doctor Strange beating 1v2, Doctor Strange versus Dumbledore and Gandalf? You think Doctor Strange is coming out of that?
One against the two of them?
Uh-huh.
It depends. It depends on what tricks he pulls out.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, when you watch that Thanos fight, like, watch it carefully. And then if you look up all the moves that Strange used on Thanos, I think, like, all right. So let's back it up a little bit more. Because the time stone just changes things. And if you watch the movies and you think about the time stone, like, when Dr. Strange went to Carmitage, and the Ancient One opened his mind, and he's like, teach me everything, and she says, no, and kicks him out.
Mm.
That's because she already knew the future. She knew the path he had to take, so she had to tell him no. Because if she would just let him in right then, he would have learned, and his ego would have probably turned him to a darker Doctor Strange. So she had to kick him out. She had to humble him first before she could teach him. And she knew that because she saw the future. So now you go back to Infinity War. He saw the future. So that whole fight with Thanos, he knew the moves that Thanos was going to do before he did them. He knew the counters. He could have probably won that fight, but at the end, he knew that wasn't how you win the whole battle. Mm. And even further reaching, because a lot of people argue that Wanda and WandaVision doesn't happen without Thanos killing Vision, which that kind of had to happen.
Yeah.
Iron Man doesn't snap without that battle going a certain way, because Iron Man might have died on Titan. You know what I mean? Like, so many different things could have happened, and Doctor Strange had to play his part. Like, even he knew that Star-Lord was going to do that thing that everyone blamed Star-Lord for. But Doctor Strange knew that happened, so did Star-Lord really make a mistake? Because that's what had to happen. Doctor Strange let it happen. So, like, you look at it realizing that Doctor Strange knew 14 million different futures and said, this is the one that we win. You know what I mean? Like, it changes the whole perspective of all the movies. Like, from that moment on Titan to who knows when. Till Doctor Strange dies, possibly.
Do you think Kang was watching all of it?
It's no way. 14 million? He couldn't watch 14 million. He probably saw a few of them. It was like, It's probably a few of them where the Time Variance Authority stepped in. I'm like,
Hey, you weren't supposed to see that. Come with us.
Because that's what I always want to see. That's the what if episode I want to see, Disney. I want to see what if they got the gauntlet off of Thanos' hand on Titan.
Ooh.
Because in the comics, when they got it off, Nebula put it on. And she was worse than Thanos.
Oh, Jesus.
And Thanos teamed up with the Avengers to fight her.
Yep,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that. What if? Bow.
Bow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe.
I'm your co-host, Chris. And remember to pick your powers up.
Wait! A producer just came in. Something's wrong.
Wait, Cushy Dreams.
Cushy Dreams!
One, two, three.